And welcome back inside the studio. Tristan Winder, Rick Windham, glad to be with you here as we go back to the KODY phone line. Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte, joins us. Sean, good morning and how are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great, but wasn't sure you'd want me to come back after last week's forecast of little to no snow, and then we woke up 2 inches of snow on the ground on Tuesday.
We did have a little bit of a surprise, didn't we?
Yeah, you know, and I got to give my colleagues a little bit of credit because, you know, all the forecast information from Sunday night to Monday before I was speaking to you just showed that most of that moisture was going to be off to our east. And, you know, I got a call from my colleagues and they said during the day on Monday and said, hey, you know, we're going to get some snow. We need to put out a winter weather advisory. And that's what they did. So we didn't get the lead time that we normally would like, but we at least got it out there that we were going to see 7 inches of snow. So it definitely welcomed snow, too.
It was welcome, and it didn't stick around too long. It melted away pretty quick.
You know, so far this fall, we've been on a roller coaster. You know, we get these cold fronts that come in. They'll bring a little bit of moisture or some cold air, and then we warm right back up. And that's exactly what we're seeing this week. If you like warm temperatures by Wednesday, highs will be in the mid-70s here in North Platte. And we're going to stay at least in the upper 50s or warmer through the entire work week and into the weekend. And I just want to throw this out there for those who may be thinking about traveling for Thanksgiving. You know, it does look warmer and drier. That's what the long-range outlook looks like. So, you know, it looks like you should have pretty good conditions, you know, to travel, to whether it be grandma's house or to friends or family elsewhere.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful driving conditions here this year, like you mentioned, Sean. Are these drier temperatures and warmer temperatures going to be here throughout the rest of November then, is what you're predicting?
You know, we will be seeing some more cold fronts. And, you know, I haven't really looked at the very end of the month, but I can tell you for the next 6 to 10 days, it looks like we're going to be warmer than normal.
Okay.
If you take it as an average. So, you know, that takes us, what is today, the 16th? That takes us near to the end of the month. I will tell you, and you know, this is something that I always keep in the back of my mind, you know, with these warm temperatures, eventually we're going to pay for it. You know, weather likes to balance itself out. It doesn't always like to be warm. It doesn't always like to be cold. You know, so this would be a good time to start getting up those Christmas decorations. I know I have that planned this week in the afternoon hours. Because sure enough, you know, come early December, you know, we'll probably end up paying for this, and it'll be a cold front with some cooler temperatures.
Yeah, you're probably right. It seems what goes around comes around for Mother Nature. So
That's right.
Now, I do see the website does have some slight chances of moisture at the end of this week, Sean. So those would pretty much just be rain then with these warmer temperatures we've been having?
Yeah, talking with my colleagues, you know, there's still some uncertainty with that system. It does look like it's going to be a little bit of a warmer system, so it's debatable whether it would come as rain or snow. And there's a lot of variability with the various forecast models. There's no real strong solution saying where the storm's going to target and how much. So right now we're going for just chances, you know, that 30%, maybe 40% chance of rain or snow, but more of a nuisance of precipitation, you know, coming for this weekend.
Sure.
It doesn't look like it's going to be that much.
We'll take moisture anyway,
you know,
I do have to say,
put that caveat out there. Remember, we live in Nebraska and things change, so always pay attention to your forecast, because within 12 hours, forecasts can change, you know, pretty majorly,
yeah.
And it's just a good idea to you know, keep informed on the weather.
Yep, absolutely. Sean, anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
Nope, just appreciate it, and you know, hey, I don't know if I can say this, but that was a great Husker win this week. Really neat to see. So,
a W is a W, right?
But hey, I appreciate it, you guys.
Thank you, Sean. Always good to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday, sir.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
Thanks. Bye-bye.